Several years ago, when firefighter Mark Smith returned from battling a blaze in a neighboring community, he showed his family pictures he'd taken of burnt toys inside the destroyed houses. For his 8-year-old daughter, Ashley, the images brought back memories of the fire that had destroyed their home almost 2 years before.
I knew how the kids felt. I went to my mom and told her what I wanted to do.
She said, well, I want to collect toys.
Erica Smith says her daughter's idea surprised her.
Toys? They just left their house. They don't need toys. They need clothes or somewhere to stay or food or something like that. And she said, but what's the most important thing to kids?
So, with her mother's support, Ashley collected toys and delivered them to the fire's young victims.
She said, okay, what's next? And I was kind of like, What do you mean? You want to keep doing this? And she said, yep. And she just started calling everybody, calling the news stations, calling radio stations. And the response was amazing.
The response led to the creation of Ashley's Toy Closet in 2008. Ashley says she makes sure that the toys kids receive from her nonprofit are not just any toys, but their favorite ones.
So far today, I've probably passed out over 165,000 toys.
Helping victims of natural disasters is Ashley's primary goal. However, her toy closet is open to children coping with a disaster of any kind.
I did some internet searching, and that's how I found Ashley's closet.
Leanne Maynard of Ohio explains why she needed Ashley's help.
My sister was diagnosed with leukemia 2 years ago, and back in October, they had told her that there was nothing more they could do. And with her being in and out of the hospitals and her husband was not able to pick up the work like he needed to do for her 5 children. So I contacted Ashley and told her about my sister and my sister's children. And she was very sympathetic, and she said that they would do all that they could to try to help him.
Around Christmas time last year, a big box filled with toys and some clothes arrived as a gift from Ashley's toy closet to Maynard's nieces and nephews.
Their mother didn't make it till Christmas. She actually passed away November the 23rd, so Christmas was a very hard time for them. But when they did receive the package, it's really hard to explain, you know, the expressions on their face, tears of joy. Although they wanted their mother, they were happy for what they got.
Erica Smith says her daughter's toy donations have been delivered to nearby neighborhoods and shipped across the United States and abroad. Soon after Haiti's earthquake last year, she says, Ashley, now 12, went online to see how she could help. She got in touch with a Haitian woman who had run 3 orphanages.
She lost her orphanages, but obviously she's going to rebuild them. So Ashley decided that she would help rebuild the orphanages first, then we will ship them toys. So from all over the country, we had Bible study schools this summer sending us toys and donations and money. We did some hat drives here in town where the kids could wear hats to school for a day and they had to pay $1. So it was Hats for Haiti. We just got another call from a school in New Jersey that is putting on a hat drive just like that, that they will send all the money to us for Haiti too.
Ashley Smith's dedication to helping children has been recognized by several national organizations. She's received the Red Cross Youth Real Heroes Award and the Kids Who Care Award from the U.S. retail chain Kohl's. Last year, she was named one of Build-A-Bear Workshop Company's Huggable Heroes. She's also appeared on local and national radio and TV shows. Yet Ashley says what's most rewarding is the wonderful feeling of knowing she can make a difference. For writer Faiza El-Masri, I'm Faith Lapidus, VOA News, Washington.